فرمانده سلام از این نسل غیور جامانده سلام فرمانده سید علی دهیه نبدی هاشو فراخانده سلام فرمانده.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم children. Do you remember how the Islamic Revolution had won against the Shah? How the people celebrated when Imam Khomeini had returned? Well, after that, the people were asked, "Do you want an Islamic government?" You know how the people replied? Millions and millions of people came out. They dipped their fingers in ink and signed. Almost everyone said yes, yes to Imam Khomeini and yes to Islam. But there were some enemies of Islam hiding amongst the people. They were very, very angry with the success of the Islamic Revolution. And so they began to plan.
Listen to me. Imam Khomeini is only one man. But if he is left alone, he won't be able to lead.
So they began to get rid of all his friends, one by one. They even heard the scholars while they led prayers in the masjids. In Tehran, Sayyid Ali often gave speeches at the masjid. Now, one Saturday afternoon, as the hot summer sun burned over their heads, people rushed to the masjid. Nothing was going to stop them from attending Sayyid Ali's lectures. A young boy handed his Baba a slip of paper.
"Will you please pass this to the front? Maybe Ali Khamenei will be able to answer my question."
As the huge crowd settled down after the prayer to listen to Sayyid Ali speak, a tape recorder was seen being passed to the front along with the slips of paper. From one hand to another, until it was finally placed on the table right next to Sayyid Ali's heart. A man pressed a button. There was a scratchy sound, like the tape was spoiled. Who did this recorder belong to? Then the mic screeched. Sayyid Ali took a step back. He motioned to someone to fix the sound and continued to speak in his clear voice.
"O people, Islam has the answers to all of your questions. Do not allow doubts to fill your minds. Learn."
Suddenly, there was a loud blast. People screamed. The tape recorder split in half. It had a bomb in it. Sayyid Ali fell to the ground. He couldn't move. Everything went dark. His bodyguard spoke urgently in his walkie-talkie, his voice shaking a little.
"Sayyid has fallen! Sayyid has fallen!"
The man at the other end began to cry. Everyone around them, people were crying too. How could this happen?
"Sayyid Ali, please wake up! Dear Sayyid!"
Sayyid Ali opened his eyes for a brief moment. He felt so weak. He had lost so much blood and his whole body was in pain. In that moment, he felt something he had never felt before. A deep need for Allah.
"O Allah, my hands are empty. Please have mercy on me."
The bodyguard hurriedly carried Sayyid Ali through the crowd.
"Please, O Allah, protect Agha Khamenei. Please,"
he whispered under his breath. On the way to the hospital, every time Sayyid Ali woke up a little, he would whisper,
"La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah."
His lips moved weakly as his eyelids fluttered. The doctors worked on him for hours. His life hung by a thread. The doctor shook his head seriously.
This is truly a miracle. If he had been a little closer to the bomb.
When Sayyid Ali finally woke up, he tried to stretch his hand to greet the doctor, but nothing. He tried again, still nothing. He frowned. What was the matter? From his shoulder to his fingertips, his right arm just hung lifeless. The doctor lowered his eyes and hung his head.
I'm sorry, Agha Sayyid. We tried our best, but your right hand...
Sayyid Ali blinked slowly. He was right-handed. What would he do now? But then he took a deep breath. And even though his voice was slightly croaky, he spoke bravely.
Don't worry about me. Thank you for all of your hard work. All the prayers of Imam Khomeini and the people have saved me, alhamdulillah. I don't deserve all of this love. I'm just a simple soldier of the revolution.
The doctor insisted.
You need to go to another country for treatment. Otherwise, your hand might never...
But Sayyid Ali shook his head.
I will not leave Iran. My people are here. My work is here. There must be a good reason why I stayed alive.
And so, Sayyid Ali stayed. He heard how another bomb had just blown up during a meeting. 72 very important people were gone, just like that. How could he leave? The people needed guides. Imam Khomeini needed helpers. As soon as he was able to get up, he went to meet his beloved teacher. Oh, how much he had missed him! The leader welcomed him warmly.
Come, sit with me. These are tests. Allah protected you for Islam and for these people. You must continue to speak and work.
Sayyid Ali's eyes shone with tears and he sat up straighter at these words.
Yes, I will continue to work.
But the days that followed were hard. He wished he could just hold a pen and write, but his fingers wouldn't move at all. He tried to lift his cup of tea to drink, but it felt like his hand didn't belong to him anymore. He could not even button his own shirt, but he clenched his left fist.
If my right hand won't help me, I'll just have learned to use my left one better.
And that is exactly what he did. Day after day, he practiced. He wrote squiggly letters. His left hand was slow at first, shaky and clumsy, but he did not give up. And around that time, a beautiful thing happened. His little daughter was born. Sayyid Ali had always loved children, but this little girl, she was extra special. She would curl up on his chest and he would hug her close. Sometimes he would place her on his right arm and try to cuddle her with it. The doctor watched Sayyid Ali carefully as he held his baby girl, then he smiled.
You know,
the doctor told him,
she will help you heal.
Sayyid Ali looked down at his daughter. Her tiny fingers curled around his injured hand. And slowly, over time, his injured hand began to move, just a little bit. The doctor was right. A long time passed. One evening, Sayyid Ali sat on the floor with his little daughter. Her hair was messy from sleep.
Let Baba braid your hair,
he said. She giggled and sat in front of him. Sayyid Ali knew how to braid hair. But with only one good hand, he could not hold the hair and braid it at the same time. He tried once and then again. But the hair slipped and the braid fell apart. His daughter looked up at him with big eyes.
Baba, maybe we should just tie it in a ponytail.
Sayyid Ali sighed. Then he laughed softly.
I need some help here,
he called out. His friends came in. They saw the problem and chuckled. One of them held the hair and the other handed him the hair clip. And together they made a small neat braid. Sayyid Ali looked at it. It was not as perfect as before, but his daughter touched it and smiled.
I love it, Baba.
He kissed her forehead.
And I love you. Now let's go meet Imam Khomeini, my dear.
That night, he sat alone. He looked at his right hand, the hand that had written so many notes in the Hawza, the hand that would wave to the crowds of people. It was still weak. It would never be the same. But then he looked at the twinkling stars from his window. He was alive. He was home. His children were sleeping in the next room. He whispered,
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, O Allah, for saving me. I will keep working hard, with one hand even if I have to. I will not stop.
Well, that's all for today, children. But until I'm back with our next story, I want you to think about this. Sayyid Ali lost the use of his right arm. He could have lost hope. But instead, he learned to write with his left hand. He even tried to braid his daughter's hair. And when he couldn't, he laughed and asked for help. What would you do if something hard happened to you? Would you give up? Or would you work hard and find another way?
تمام روز دار من شهید تشنه لب تمام روز دار من
بابو را